These days, many stoplights start changing to green when the intersection detects a car or truck. But some of these intersections don't detect motorcycles, at least not regularly, and a law before New Hampshire's legislature would let those otherwise stuck bikers ride on through red lights. David Brooks writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and GraniteGeek.org. He's been scoping out this issue, and he joins me now with some of what he's learned. Hi there.
Hey there.
To start, how is it that stoplights detect when vehicles are there? I always thought you just drove over some kind of pressure plate and that detected the weight of the car.
Many people do think that, including me in my younger days. And in fact, if you look around, I've studied this issue a bit, you'll find people laughing about seeing folks on motorcycles bouncing up and down because they think they're trying to make the pressure plate work. An individual stoplight knows is there is an inductive loop that is put in the pavement. It's a couple inches deep and pavement's put over it. And what it does is it detects the passage of either magnets or large pieces of moving metal overhead because there is an inductive loop happening. Electricity is happening through the loop at all times, which creates a magnetic field. And when it's disrupted, it disrupts the electric pattern, and that in turn sends a signal to the light that says, hey, there's somebody there, so change. The problem is that these things are set for a certain amount of metal to pass overhead, like a little tiny car or anything bigger than that. And a motorcycle may not have enough metal in it, and certainly doesn't have enough magnetic field in it, to trigger them itself. And this is particularly the case in recent years because many motorcycles now use, or some motorcycles at least, now use aluminum frames because they're lighter, and those are non-ferrous, they're non-magnetic metal, so it really won't trigger it.
Are there things that riders have tried to avoid getting stuck in that place forever?
There are a number of things you can get, the simplest of which is to attach a metal plate to the bottom of your bike somewhere, just to increase the amount of metal that will go through and disrupt the pattern of the inductive loop. There are various other things. There's a battery-operated loop that you're supposed to be able to attach to your bicycle frame that will generate a magnetic field and other things like that. So obviously this is a big issue. And there are a couple of states that have passed laws already which would allow motorcycles to run the red light in this circumstance. And that's what has been proposed by a Nashua state representative named Don LeBron. It basically takes the state law about turning right on red and says if you're a two-wheel motorized vehicle, including scooters and motorcycles, and it's safe and you know you've waited long enough, then you can also go straight on red or even turn left on red.
Now, I read that you came up with a different solution of sorts as a kid when you were creating comic book supervillains.
Yes, I went through a stage, as did virtually all adolescents, and particularly adolescent males, at least when I was young, which is drawing your own superheroes. And you try and invent powers for superheroes or super bad guys, and most of the powers are really stupid. At least mine were. But the best one was the red light baron, who had the power to change stoplights at will.
I was going to say, I mean, if you want to upset a superhero, you could rob a bank or you could cause havoc in the middle of downtown. But if you really want to infuriate him, try getting the Batmobile out to chase supervillains if you're stuck at every single red light in Gotham City.
If this law passed, then I guess that the red light baron would not be able to halt the bat cycle, although he would be able to halt the Batmobile.
All right, David, thanks so much and Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year to you.